Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I like the way he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. This morning he put something simple on my heart, but so true. I often wonder why people hear the word and don't go forward. And last night the Lord told me something that people treat God like they treat sound doctrine. Paul made a statement in 2 Timothy, that the day would come where people wouldn't endure sound doctrine. So with that in mind, people don't endure God's word for many reasons. And on yesterday's broadcast talked, we kind of covered why. But the knowledge of God must be received. Now, all of Adam's children, Adam and Eve's children, from the time they had fallen, all of them have one thing in common. If there's nothing, no mental problems, and if they're adults, they can judge right from wrong. Their eyes are open. We can judge what's right and judge what's wrong. So when we're presented with the light, our response is up to us. What we do with it. What we do with the light that we're presented with. We know it's light. We know it's good. Some people run to it, some people want to run to it, and some people run from it. And some people, they know that their ways are not right. Now Jesus said that people don't come to the light because of they don't want their darkness exposed. So they hide from it. But when you receive God's word, you receive him. The ability to judge and know that it's true helps us grow. Believing God is a choice. Receiving God is a choice. When we have faith in his word and we receive his word, then we receive him. We receive life. Everybody makes a choice what they'll do. The things that I had no personal relationship with the Lord before I got saved. But I saw the goodness of my parents. Kindness. I grew up in a good home, a good neighborhood. People loved each other. And were there things that's not right? Yes. Some things were not right. But overall, it was a good community. And we lived near the airport, and the airport bought out our neighborhood, basically, and everybody scattered out. But everybody loved everybody. And we all miss that community, Roslyn Heights. I miss every soul that lived there. And, they are my people. I love them. They are my kin people. All of my friends, parents, I greatly respect and adore them. All of my friends, to me, in my mind, they're like brothers of another mother. We're like family. And we have history. We know each other. We care about each other. And we watched each other grow and develop. So that's how I saw God. The goodness that was represented, that all the adults that loved their children, that was my visual of who God was in my mind. Now, There were times I wanted to do things that was worldly. But I wanted to be a good man. I wanted to be the kind of man that I saw. But I wanted to do right, and I wanted to do right by God. I didn't start out necessarily wanting to be a minister like my dad. I just wanted to be a good man, a good Christian, somebody that represented Jesus. And when I got to know Jesus, when I received peace, when I received him in my heart, I enjoyed the peace of God. I knew that I was right with God, and it was peace that I never felt before. It surprised me. It was a blessing, and it still is. From that time, I've never been bored. I thank God for salvation. And I want other people to know what I found out about. But all the things that cause us to run from God, I want to know how to get rid of it, how to understand, how to help others see the Lord. Because this is too important to throw away. Now, but people throw away heaven as if it's a rock. They discard it as if it's not valuable. And people, the Lord made hell. Henry Gruber talked about a prophet, Sadhu, I forgot his name, from India. He's on YouTube also, but he had a vision or a dream where he saw three people die. A baby, a drunk man, and then there was a philosopher that didn't get saved. And each one, you know, the baby went to heaven, the drunk went to hell, but the philosopher, when the man witnessed to him, he said, "Why would I want to trust a God that would throw people in hell?" And he said, "I don't want any part of it." And he walked away, but he died. And when he died, when he was falling in hell, he said, "What kind of God put people in hell?" And he just felt like it wasn't right. Now he's headed to hell. And then the Lord said, "Bring him up here." And he went in the glory of God. He went to heaven. And this is what he said. He said, "This is too pure. This is too good. I don't want to be here." And he ran right out of heaven and went on to hell. And this is what got me about that vision. When more light is introduced, people respond differently. Some people want to get away from it. Everything is exposed for what it is. But the blood of Jesus washes away our sin and our guilt, and we can receive the light. If a man don't get saved, we have to have a new spirit. We have to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb in order to even want to be in God's presence. I love God. But when people love the ways of this world, things are totally different than people who have believed. When you've been washed in the blood, you were changed. You were changed. You have a new spirit. You have new concepts. You've been made brand new by the blood of the Lamb. Now you can still have sorrows and all the problems that the world has. But you have to learn to access God's word by receiving God's word, which will help you heal your life. It's not automatic. Everything, all the wonderful blessings don't just come on your life against your will. You have to receive God's word. Now, most people receive a piece of God's word, a part of God's word, and they let other things go undone. It's kind of like the Israelites when they went to Canaan land. They entered the land, but they didn't finish driving out the Canaanites. And they let some of them stay. And they made a deal with the Rechabites. And not the Rechabites, the Gibeonites. The Rechabites were great people. The Gibeonites, they made a deal with the Gibeonites. And that's how Christians do. Some sins, they drive out their life. They don't want them in their life. They speak against it. And they refrain from going to parties, clubs. And then some other things they allow. They can be rude. By that, I mean they can, if they get upset enough, they'll speak rudely to their spouse or their children. I'm talking about Christians, God's people. They don't learn to have temperance against their anger. If somebody get on their nerve, they may even say choice words. I'm talking about Christian people. Preachers even. They can have offenses that they don't deal with. These things are dangerous. Unforgiveness is very dangerous. Because we've been forgiven of millions of sins. And we need to forgive everybody. No matter what they do, we need to make sure we forgive them. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. But being washed in the blood of the Lamb, this also means that no matter where you come from and how bad things are and how bad things have been, if at your will you can receive God's word and grow strong against the things that's troubling you. Sometimes people allow poverty to continue in their life. Or they allow sickness to consume their body. They don't pray, they don't learn to believe God against those things. And I want you to know that the Lord is right here with you to help you out. Help you go forward and not backwards. It's important. We have to receive God's word. But I'm out of time, and the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in your life. Next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.